Hi, this is Cecilia from Tarot by Cecilia, and this is your tarot card of the day for Wednesday, April 3rd, 2024. The card that we have is the King of Cups, and you'll notice that I have a card depicting a female here. This is from the Tarot of Mystical Moments by artist Catherine Wells Stein, and there are two kings from each suit in the deck. For those of you who might wish to read, with some female energy. It's only been a few days since we have seen the King of Cups. Less than a week, I think. I have a feeling we need this king. There's a whole lot going on in the universe and in the world around us. Let's not forget, Mercury is retrograde. Only just happened on Monday. And we are 5 days away from the major celestial event of the year. That being a total solar eclipse in the sign of Aries, and you're going to want to check to see, especially if you're in the U.S., about visibility, because a lot of people are going to be able to see this one. In the wee hours, we're still dealing with the Capricorn moon, and it's going to be square to Mercury, sextile to Venus, and sextile to Neptune. But it's the wee hours, so it won't affect too many of you, because those don't last very long. At early morning, the moon will move into Aquarius, where it will conjunct Pluto. I would just be careful with this one during those morning hours, because the Aquarius energy is highly unpredictable, and Pluto can add a great deal of intensity to what is going on. We have very few major aspects happening all month, and only a couple this week, and one of them happens today, that being a conjunction between Venus, which is still in Pisces right now, and Neptune, which of course is at home in Pisces. And Venus is also exalted there. So it's a good energy, but you need to be careful with what is going on, because Neptune does add some, you know, I call it fog, like rose-colored glasses to the situation. And you don't want to be building someone up to be better than who they are, all right? That can cause you problems down the road. Just remember right now, with Mercury being retrograde and with eclipse season definitely, you know, and on high alert, really, you know, relationship matters are coming front and center. They might have different ways of appearing in everyone's lives, but they definitely aren't, you know, something that you can ignore, and you want to approach them in a realistic manner. I had to go back and find my spot. I almost forgot about our king. You know, our king, as I mentioned the other day, is really like the king of cool, and this is a good time right now to maintain your composure. Just keep that in mind. Not letting emotions get the better of you, and you'll find you are far better off in the long run. I want to thank you very much for being here. I'll see you here again tomorrow. As always, have a great day.